Valone Show. I'm your host, Mary Valone, and you're listening to episode 21, How to Create a Burning Desire to Reach Your Fundraising Goal. So today I'd like to introduce you to one of my favorite books of all time. And I actually just read this book for the first time January of 2016. It was really my New Year's resolution of 2016 to read this book. And the book is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. This book has sold over 100 million copies. And it was written 80 years ago, 1937. It was written by Napoleon Hill. And Napoleon Hill actually worked under one of the greatest American businessmen of all time, and philanthropist for that matter as well. And that was Andrew Carnegie. So Napoleon Hill spent over 20 years building out the content of this material that ended up being in the book Think and Grow Rich. And it was really meant to be, a lot of businessmen have taken that content, and it has really infiltrated not only our country, but the rest of the world for that matter. And when I heard about this book, I thought, gosh, this has come up so many times. And I just felt like it was probably about time that I checked it out just to see what all the hype was about. But once I started reading this book, I did not realize how much it was going to revolutionize not only my thinking, but also how I fundraise. And so I wanted to take the time and talk about it in this episode, because I think that there's a lot that we can learn from it, not only as we're building out our fundraising plan, but also for us personally. I'm sure you have a ton of personal goals that you have in your life, and you plenty of other things besides raising money for your cause. But I think that you can pull away some really big things from our content today. So I hope that this is really, really going to change your thoughts around how to create a burning desire to reach your fundraising goal and to reach your other goals in life. So as we jump in here, one of the major things that happened to me when I started reading this book was that right away it talked about having a burning desire. So, and I thought to myself, when have I ever had a burning desire to do something? And I kind of got a little frustrated with myself, because I've been talking about, like paying off our house for years and years. And of course, I got big into the Dave Ramsey plan and paid off all my student loan debt, which was like between my husband and I, we had nearly $60,000 in student loan debt. So we knocked that all out. And it really was such a desire for me. And that was like, I mean, I had a burning desire to get those student loans out of my life. And so it took 3.5 years, and I was so intense about it. I thought about it every single day. Every single decision that I made revolved around whether or not I could pay off more on these student loans or not. So for 3.5 years, I had a burning desire to pay down those student loans. And what do you think happened? Obviously, we paid them off. And but in that whole process of thinking about what have I done in my life that really revolved around a burning desire, and I want you to think for a moment here, what have you done in your lifetime, whether that was getting a college education, moving out of your parents' home, getting married, traveling somewhere in a different country or a different state, whatever that is, maybe it was having a child or adopting a child, but that burning desire that you had such a passion for it that you just couldn't stop thinking about it until it became a reality. And that is the burning desire that Napoleon Hill talks about. And I don't have very many things on my list where I've had a burning desire to do something, but on January 1st of 2016, when I was reading this book, I was so mad at myself, because I thought, I've had a burning desire. Well, I've had a desire. Okay, not a burning desire, but I've had a desire to write my book, Fundraising Freedom, for the previous 9 years. And I had a desire, and I talked about it all the time. I really, I was now in a position where I could do it, but I was so frustrated at myself, because I really wanting to do something and actually doing it are obviously two different things. And I realized that I had a desire to do it, but I didn't have a burning desire. Something that I was going to just drop everything and put all my attention towards making that book become a reality. And so it was very fitting that I was reading Think and Grow Rich on January 1st of 2016. And within 23 days, it was January 18th that I listened to the webinar where I was introduced to my author coach, Carrie Oberbrunner. And then from there, I was full on into writing this book. I had made up my mind that I was going to have this burning desire. And it's just interesting that having, you know, how to create a burning desire for your fundraising goal is all around making a conscious decision. Yeah, that's all it is. Just a conscious decision that I'm going to drop everything right now. I'm going to drop everything and I'm going to make this my central focus. Now, obviously, you still have to eat, you still have to clean your house, you still have to do your job. I mean, there's plenty of other things that are going on in your life, but you're going to put a lot of concerted energy and effort into this one area. And I actually, in addition to creating this, you know, decision, making this decision to have a burning desire over writing my book, I also had a burning desire in the process. I had looked it up that a lot of people create vision boards. And so I decided that I was going to create this vision board. I'm actually looking at it right now. It's in my office. On that vision board, I had several other things like my home and traveling and healthy eating and all these different facets of my life that I wanted to improve upon. But I needed a visual. I needed to take some pictures. I needed to put it on this board, and I had to make it something that I see every single day. So during this, as we're talking about how to create a burning desire for your fundraising goal, I want to dig in a little bit into the six areas that Napoleon Hill talks about to creating a burning desire. So for the first part of the step is that you need to fix your mind on this one single desire. So we're going to use your fundraising goal as our basis for today's conversation. And if your burning desire is to raise, let's just say your goal is $100,000, okay? So $100,000, you're going to fix your mind on $100,000. And every morning and every night, you're going to be thinking about this number. You think about it, create as much detail as possible around that number. What does $100,000 look like? What does $100,000 feel like? What does that mean for our organization if $100,000 came in the bank? You know, how can I even wrap my mind around what that looks like? And you really have to be in that state of mind. So that's your first step, okay? So then next, we're going to determine exactly what you intend to give in exchange for that $100,000. So what is your charity going to do in exchange for that $100,000? If somebody donated $100,000 to your organization, what are you giving them in exchange for that money, right? So typically as a nonprofit, we're exchanging a lot of things. I mean, sometimes people think, well, we have nothing to give because we're not selling necessarily a product or a service, but what we are giving is hope. We're giving potentially a cure, lives that are being changed, lives that are being impacted, communities that are being impacted, and people who are moving from being homeless or jobless or helpless or homeless, you know, like, I mean, there's all these different aspects to what it is that you're doing. But most of all, most of our nonprofits are really creating hope. And because we're looking for change, we're investing in that possibility of that things could be different if we're a part of it, if our organization and us individually are a part of that change. And so when people invest in you, what you're giving them is the opportunity to be a part of that change, to impact the lives of the people that you serve. And so there's a lot of things that they're getting in exchange for it, but just be thinking about what is it that you specifically can give in exchange for those dollars that are coming into your organization. And there really is, I mean, there's nothing, I mean, the statement, something for nothing, I mean, there's no reality, there's no such thing. There's never something for nothing. People don't just give without getting something in return. And that's just human nature. That's just how we're wired that we want to help somebody because in exchange, we feel good about it. So right there, that is an exchange. We're exchanging feel good feelings. We're exchanging that life change, the opportunity to be a part of something bigger than themselves, you know? So just be thinking through on this second step is what are the things that you're giving in exchange for those donations that are coming into your organization or to you personally? So the next thing is to establish a definite date. So when are you going to have, in our example, I'm saying $100,000. When are you going to have $100,000 in the bank? When are you going to actually receive all $100,000 or whatever your goal is? When do you want those dollars to be in the bank? Is that in 3 months? Is that 6 months? Is that 12 months? Is it 2 years, 5 years, 10 years? Get that number and that date so clearly in your mind. Okay, so that's number three. Establish a definite date when you're going to have these dollars. The next thing, number four, create a definite plan for how you're going to get this income. How are you going to get this money in the bank? So a clear, concise plan, you know, a definite plan for how you're going to carry it out. Whether you're ready or not, right? We're not doing this because it's the perfect timing. We're saying we're going to do it because we need it and this is the time. So just determine today's the day. Today's the day that you're going to come up with the plan as to how you're going to get those dollars in the door. Okay, so we need a plan. That's number four. Number five is a statement for your desire. You're going to say, you're going to create a sentence to how you're going to, how much money, the name of the date you intend to actually have that $100,000 in your possession. You're going to state what you intend to give in return. What we just talked about, what are you giving your donor in exchange for those donations? And describe clearly the plan that you plan to make this all happen. How are you going to get those dollars in the bank? What is the plan? All right, so that's number five, is a clear, concise statement about how you're going to do everything that we just talked about, okay? And then the sixth thing is you're going to read this written statement out loud 2 times a day, once in the morning and once at night. And when you say this statement, what's the most important part about all this is that you visualize actually having those donations in the bank, that you already have this money. You know, I was talking to one of my coaching clients recently, and I had asked, you know, what if somebody had written you a check, and I used the number $50,000. You know, what if somebody had actually given you $50,000? And his response was, what would happen in response to getting $50,000 is that he would pass out, right? So if your response to a large sum of money is that a large sum of money that you really need and you are raising money to, you're raising the funds to get to that goal, if you right now feel like that number is so big and so daunting and so overwhelming that if somebody today said that they would offer you that money and you feel like you would probably be weak in the knees and pass out, you are not in a good place, right? That is not a good place to be because you should be expecting that donation to walk in the door. You should be expecting that $50,000 to be given to your organization if that is what you're out there knocking on doors trying to get, right? So this number cannot be overwhelming. So if you have that number, let's just use that $100,000 again. If I'm afraid or think that I might pass out if $100,000 actually came in, do you think I'm actually going to raise $100,000, right? No. If I'm so overwhelmed by the number and can't even imagine it, then I'm never ever going to receive it. So right now, we've got to really evaluate whatever that number is that you're shooting to raise, whether that's a couple thousand dollars or tens of thousands or that $100,000, is that you have to really own that number. You have to visualize it. You have to see it. You have to expect it to come in the door. And then when the dollars do come in, you have the responsible, yeah, darn right that came in the bank. because I've been planning for it. I've been visualizing it. I had a plan to get those donations in the door. I'm not just dreaming and wishing that this money would come in. I had a real plan of action as to how I was going to do that. And as you've, you know, read through and you've seen the contents of my book in Fundraising Freedom, you know, I talk specifically about the 7 steps to get to that final place where you're actually making a difference. And the very first step of Fundraising Freedom is about having that vision. You know, why are you doing what you're doing? Creating that vision, having that, you know, that mission really clearly in front of you. But the other two components is a timeline and a budget. And the whole reason why I tell you to do a timeline and a budget is because of this very thing that I just mentioned, is that you need a plan. And that's what a timeline is. The timeline is the plan. And the budget is the definite, that number, that clear number as to how much you want to raise. So without a timeline and without a budget, it's really hard to fulfill your vision and your mission, right? So that's just something that I really want you to be aware of and paying attention, is that all these things play into whether or not you can accomplish your fundraising goal. So creating a burning desire. Now, today you may just have this number on the top of your mind. So you've got this fundraising goal, like I mentioned, $100,000 is what I'm using. So you have this number, but you don't really believe that you can get there. You don't really, you know, envision what that $100,000 could look like. And so there's no burning desire around it. It's just a number on a sheet of paper. And what I'm encouraging you to do today is to actually take that number and create the 6 steps around it, where it's how much do you need to raise? Where will you spend the money? That's your budget. A deadline to possess the money. A plan as to how you will raise the funds. That's your timeline. And put the statement, I will raise X amount of dollars. So I'm saying I will raise $100,000 to fund this project that I'm working on by this date, by doing the following, and here's my plan, right? Okay, so I'm going to say that again. This is your statement. I will raise X amount of dollars to fund X project by X date by doing the following X. And I'm going to bullet out. Here's what I'm going to do. And so often, what a lot of people do is that they just don't even have this statement in place. They don't know how they're going to actually accomplish their goal. So they just start begging people for money and hoping that it comes in the door. And that is not how you're going to achieve your fundraising goal. You're going to achieve it when you believe all these things. You're going to believe that you will raise that money, that you will fund those projects, that you will do it by the date that you've set out, and you will do it because you've got a plan in place and you've got a timeline as to how you're going to achieve it. And then lastly, you're going to say that statement every single day, morning and night. Morning and night. When I was raising, when I raised my $500,000 during the work that I was doing with the American Cancer Society, my goal was $1 million. I said it every single day. I thought about that $1 million every single day. I didn't go to work without thinking about that $1 million. I was always thinking about that million. And you know, it's crazy because we never did raise that $1 million, but not in one single year anyways. I mean, like I've mentioned, I raised over $3 million in those first 5 years, but I wanted $1 million in 1 year, and I think it was just because I was so focused on the fact that we could do it. I believed it. I believed it every single day that I walked into work. Every person I talked to, I believed we could raise $1 million, and I wasn't going to shoot for anything less. And that's the thing for you today is, do you believe that you can actually raise the amount of money that is in your goal? I mean, do you really believe that you could reach your goal? And I always tell, my coaching clients and others that I talk to, is that I want a number that's so big and daunting when I first start out, that, you know, I can only get close to it, right? When I said $1 million, my organization gave me a goal of $50,000. right? So I had a goal of $50,000. I personally believed that we could do $1 million and we net $500,000. So was it a failure or was it a success? I mean, I never looked at it as a failure because I didn't reach my $1 million, but I really looked at it as though, what if I had set my goal at 50,000, right? I would have created an event. I would have created a fundraising plan all around $50,000 or less. But because I had created a plan that I wanted to raise, so using these same six steps, how much do I need to raise? I said $1 million. Where was I going to spend that money? We were curing cancer. So I had specific line items as to where that money was going to be spent in our budget. And then also a fundraising budget. How much was it going to cost to actually put on the fundraiser? So I had a clear budget. What was the deadline to possess that money? Well, it was the third week of August. I had that Saturday, the third week of August, every single year, I was going to possess that money. And then my plan as to how I was going to raise the funds, my timeline was so clearly defined, and I had clear guidelines as to how we were going to bring those donations in. And then that statement, I will raise $1 million to fund the fight against cancer by the third week of August by doing the following. And I had it bulleted out as to how I was going to make that happen. And that was very clearly stated. And I said that every single day. So that is my plan for you today. That is my encouragement to you, is that I want you to have that clearly defined message that you're sharing with those around you. And specifically, you're sharing them with potential donors as to what it is that you're trying to accomplish. And you say it as though you actually are doing it, because in your mind, you've convinced yourself that you are raising that dollar. You are raising $100,000 or $1 million in my case. And, I kind of had a weird, this crazy epiphany in the last, just this last week. I was visiting with my consulting client, and it's in they are based out of the same community as the community that I raised that $500,000 plus. And we're gearing up to put on another event and potentially doing it in the same community. And I thought to myself that $1 million goal that I had set for myself during my time at the American Cancer Society very well might come back. And the very first thing that came to my mind was my burning desire to raise $1 million in that community. And it's just so real and alive in me that I just am like, we're going to do it. And I believe wholeheartedly that we're going to raise an amount of money that I could never have fathomed when I was 27 years old and just starting my fundraising, looking at fundraising in a whole new perspective, the way that I'm teaching you guys today. And I have come a long ways since that 27-year-old girl who thought she understood how to fundraise, but never really had a belief system that it was possible to raise the kinds of money that I've raised since then. And like I've mentioned, I've raised tens of thousands of dollars or tens of millions of dollars, sorry, those millions and millions have come in. And at that moment, when I was starting my position at the American Cancer Society, I don't think I could have ever understood the mental shift that I would go on, because I really finally understood in those next couple of years how we're wired to be so generous, but how we are our own worst enemy. We are the ones that stop us from achieving more and bringing in more donations than we could have ever anticipated, right? This is such a mental game. If you right now envision that your organization and you personally need X amount of dollars in order to fulfill your mission, to fulfill your vision, then right now, I encourage you to put those numbers on the sheet of paper. Don't put the number that maybe you've been working towards, but put the number that you need, the number that is going to allow you to fulfill your dream, the vision that you truly do have for your organization and for your personal budget. I mean, now is the time. Put that number and start believing that it's possible for you to actually raise that kind of money for your organization. I mean, why not? Why is it not possible to raise $1 million instead of $100,000? I mean, all it is changing out that mental shift in your own mind so that you can lead your team towards that bigger number. So I believe wholeheartedly in you, that you have a burning desire inside of you to do something really, really incredible. And today it might just be a dream, a wish, and maybe just a flat out desire. But today you can turn that desire into a burning desire, that you are so focused, that you are so intent that it is possible that you will raise those dollars. And I want you to come up with that statement that you will raise at that dollar amount to fund your project by your specific date that you have in mind. And you're going to create that plan as to how you're going to get it. And you're just going to say, we're going to do 1, 2, 3. We're going to start bulleting out. What are we going to do to actually reach that number? And then you're going to repeat it. You tell yourself every single day that you're going to do it and believe it and just watch. It won't take long. I know that when I was talking about writing my book, and it was, you know, January 24th when I joined on, you know, with my author coach, but I looked back in my journal and it was only 2 months later that I wrote in my journal that I had, like, it was official. I wrote in my journal, I now have a burning desire. I now had it. And I was determined more than ever that that book was going to become a reality. And as you all know, I published that book on January 17th of this year in 2017. And that was all because I had sat down and I made a conscious decision that I was going to have a burning desire to make that a reality. And I do that with every single fundraising goal that I have. And I do it with every personal goal that I have, is that I set out that burning desire, that plan, and I have very specific driven results that I'm looking for. And I just put it down on paper and I say, I'm going to do this. I put out that vision board with pictures of what it is that I want to accomplish. And I get it in my mind that this is the direction that I'm going. And so I hope for you that you will stop right now, take a moment, pull out a sheet of paper and write down your burning desire, what it is that you want to accomplish, and knock out those 6 things so that you can actually accomplish that big fundraising goal. And so I hope right now that you will just take the moment to really sit in that goal and decide today that you're going to visualize it, you're going to see it, you're going to believe it, and you're going to tell others about it, and they're going to believe you too, because you wouldn't be talking about it if you weren't serious about making it a reality. So go get that fundraising goal and create that burning desire. So go change the world one volunteer and $1 at a time. What could your favorite charity do if money were not an object? Most nonprofit leaders say they know what to do, they just don't know how to do it. What if you had a resource that showed you step by step how to raise the funds you need to fulfill your mission? Hi, I'm Mary Valone, author of Fundraising Freedom, and I've raised millions of dollars for charity, and I'd love to show you exactly how to do it and how to recruit the right team to back you. Fundraising Freedom, 7 Steps to Build and Sustain Your Next Campaign. Available now at maryvalone.com, amazon.com, and online at all major bookstores. Get your copy and give the gift of Fundraising Freedom to your favorite charity today.